This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Light snow will continue for Denver and northeast Colorado through the day. Denver International Airport has seen almost 8 inches so far, with the plains getting even more. But Jim Kalina with the National Weather Service says many areas on the I-25 corridor are getting less snow than expected.
This storm system, it kind of, in the last minute, it kind of intensified slower and it drifted to the north.
Around Denver, the snow continues today. It should be sunny again tomorrow. The governor has a new nominee for Colorado's powerful Public Utilities Commission. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The governor wants Tom Plant on the 3-member panel, which regulates Xcel Energy and other major power companies. That role means it's now guiding the state's shift to renewable energy. Plant has pushed for that transition for years. He currently works for a clean energy think tank at Colorado State University, and while he's currently an unaffiliated voter, he served as a Democrat in the state legislature. He'd replace John Gavin, who joined the commission in 2018. The state Senate must confirm the nomination. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Grand Junction has a new chief of police. The city has chosen Matt Smith, who had been interim chief the last 3 months. Smith has been with Grand Junction's police department since 1999. He started his law enforcement career in Cortez, Colorado. TSA officers discovered a record-breaking 156 firearms in carry-on luggage at Denver International Airport last year. That's 15 more than in 2021. Denver ranked 7th nationwide in the number of discovered firearms. Atlanta's airport topped the list with 448 firearms. This is CPR News.